This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
The following quote about how healing food can be is attributed to the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates. And he said, "Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." I imagine the concept of sensory snacks falls well into this concept. My guest now, Elena Lewis, Head of Occupational Therapy at Villa Vista Share, is my guest to discuss this topic. And just to remind you, this is part of our regular slot, View to a Brighter Future. Elena, welcome.
Hi, thanks for joining me. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with what a sensory snack is.
So the term sensory smart snacks is what it is, actually. It's just a term that's just been generated by occupational therapists. If you think about the body, when the body moves against resistance, any kind of physical activity, you are activating your proprioceptive sensory system. And when we activate our proprioceptive sensory system, it regulates us. No one is upset or crying when they finished an exercise or moved furniture around unless they've injured themselves. They are in a good regulated state, because when you activate the proprioceptive system, it releases certain neurotransmitters which help with regulation. Now, when we're thinking of sensory smart snacks, the food that we eat also activates oral proprioceptive input. And when we do that, it's also going to create that sense of regulation. So I'm chatting to you about this as not just an OT, but also as a mom of two kids. I've got one kid who is exceptionally picky eater, and the other one eats everything under the sun. But I'm not here to talk about how to avoid picky eating. I'm talking about how to ensure that we pack sensory smart snacks for our kids' lunches.
I mean, can you say that there's something good in absolutely every food we eat?
Absolutely not. You know, all of those, I remember there was a time where one of the shops had removed all of the chocolates and junk food in their aisles, and they replaced it with biltong and with dried fruit, a lot of snacky things in order to make it seem healthier. But actually, some of those items are riddled with so much sugar. If you think about dried fruit, it's far better for you to have the natural fruit, but dried fruit has value in it, because when you are chewing on a dried stick of mango, it's hard for your mouth. The muscles have to work extra hard to pull the dried mango, to chew on it. And while you're doing that, it's actually very calming and regulating. But I think everything comes down to a balance. When you are creating your child's lunch, it's so important to include them in it. And that's often overlooked, because if a child is involved in what they eat and how they create their lunch boxes, a child is involved in shopping for lunches for school, you are able to mediate the importance of the right foods, maintaining a balance, and ensuring that you've got the right sensory foods. So by sensory foods, I mean any food that's going to be crunchy, that's going to have resistance, and that's going to ensure that your mouth is chewing. So if you're drinking a drinking yogurt, as an example, you would imagine it to be very easy. It's like drinking water. But a step up would be, well, I'm going to put a thin straw in that drinking yogurt, and I'm going to suck it through the straw. And when you're sucking it through the straw, you're activating a lot of muscles in the mouth. If you think about babies, the very first thing that they need to do, I know it's for nutrition, but it's also regulating. They are given dummies, pacifiers, bottles. They breastfeed. And then over time, some may put their thumbs in their mouths. They like to chew on things. And the oral sensory system is one of the strongest regulators in our body. So if we are able to access that through the types of food that we give our kids, we can only just hope and imagine that the knock-on effect will be positive for School time.
So
How working?
basically,
Yeah.
Elena, you're basically saying that the food we eat and the way we eat it can help regulate us just by the movement of the mouth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having a lunchbox that has a variety of foods that are eat that are easy to swallow is not really, I mean, you're just there to just fill yourself with nutrition. But if you have a crunchy apple versus a squishy banana, crunching on an apple is going to activate your oral proprioceptive system far better and deeper than eating on a mushy banana. Having something crunchy in the lunchbox, like pretzels or the low calorie chips, or nuts, anything that's crunchy is going to activate the oral proprioceptive sensory system. And I'm sure you have driven in cars before with kids. The moment you give them food, I know they're quiet. But they're quiet because they're eating and they can't talk while they eat. But there's value in what they're eating because they're quiet because they're getting regulated. I mean, working at a school myself, when I see all the lunches that the parents provide for their kids, I know sometimes it can be exceptionally difficult, especially the ones that have a very limited diet. Now, again, I'm not here to talk about how we can support picky eaters, but even with those picky eaters, you can still work around those sensory smart snacks, you know? So some parents like to throw in like a Nutella set, a chocolate spread sandwich, or those dried fruit. They look like long pieces of string, or they put in those energy bars, and those are so full of sugar. So, yes, they are activating the proprioceptive sensory system, but at what cost? Because now you're having the high intake of sugar is going to completely override that state of regulation because it's spiking your glucose levels. But again, it's all balanced. And my kids' lunches, I try my best to include a lot of crunchy and resisted and chewy foods.
Elena, you mentioned Biltong. Now, I
Yeah.
remember when my little ones were small, I can't remember, one of the teachers were like, eat more Biltong because it's really, really good for your jaw muscles. Is that the same kind of thing? And what are your views on Biltong?
Absolutely. I think Biltong is absolutely fantastic because you are right. That pulling and that chewing and that biting down on a resisted piece of Biltong is excellent. And along with that comes the high content of protein. And protein is very important for our brain function. So rather have a Biltong over a dried mango, even though they're giving the same input, the one is giving you far better nutrition. So that's where the smart aspect comes into play. Your sensory aspect is what the mouth is needing to do. The smart aspect is what it's doing to feed your brain.
So let's talk about firstly what the ideal lunchbox should look like, and then secondly, the practicalities of it.
You're right. An ideal lunchbox, I think you got to have the same types of protein and carbohydrates and vitamins or nutrients as you would in any meal that you have throughout your day. Of course, within a school setting, you can't exactly send to school. I suppose in some instances you can. A chicken breast with some rice and some green veg, but which kid's going to actually want to eat that? You've got your handful of kids that love to have a salad at school. But it's always important to keep that balance. You rather keep your lunchbox high in protein than sugar, of course. So, an ideal lunchbox for me as an OT and as a parent is having a water bottle that is a little bit challenging to drink from. So, not necessarily a sippy cup, a water bottle that's either got a nozzle that you have to suck through or a very thin straw. We often recommend that to our parents in therapy sessions because if you think about babies, they soothe on bottles. And as adults, we soothe on drinking caffeinated drinks like a coffee or a tea. So the same should apply for their water bottles at school. It's such an easy way to add that smart sensory input into their bodies. And then in terms of the actual lunch, I would always ensure that you've got crunchy, resisted, and chewy food. So you could have a yogurt. If you have a yogurt that doesn't have any bits inside, you could put in a small sized straw that they have to suck their yogurt through. Or you do it with your drinking yogurts or whatever. Any yogurt, any drink would I'd be ideal to have through a straw. In terms of crunchy, I would go for things like fruit that are very crunchy and hard to eat, like your pears, your underripe pears, or your apples. I'm not taking away from things like nachos and oranges and bananas. Of course, those add a lot of value, but from a sensory aspect point of view, it's good to have those crunchy fruits. Crunchy veggies are so easy. I think for most kids, veggies are so overwhelming that they see green and they panic. But there are other alternatives. You can have sticks of carrots, you can have sticks of cucumber, you can have those snap peas. Some kids really enjoy those. Then I would also include something crunchy that's not a fruit or vegetable related, a pretzel or a packet of chips or popcorn. Popcorn is fantastic. If you think about when you do any kind of work, how many people that you know when they're working snack on something? Sure, they're snacking so that they keep themselves going and awake. But also, when you are snacking and you are activating the muscles in your mouth, like I said, you're activating your proprioceptive sensory system, you're activating regulation. And when you have that dopamine hormone in your body, it's important because it helps with attention. So all of those aspects in the lunchbox has a great knock-on effect if it's made consistent and kept within the boundaries of balance.
It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, I've always kind of thought, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you want your kids to settle, you provide them with snacks. You take them along on a long journey and you make sure you've got something to give them along the way when they get antsy. And I thought that was just kind of in terms of regulating body sugars, but actually you're 100% right. It's something to do as well as, absolutely engaging the body. In the last minute, practically, for overwhelmed mothers, what is your tip?
Overwhelmed moms. I am also an overwhelmed mom with lunchboxes, so I am in the same boat as you. My advice would be to not overthink it, to ensure that you include your child in the selection of food, in packing their lunch boxes. It's only going to stand them in good stead as they get older, and it's going to put that responsibility onto them and give them autonomy as well, because they'll learn through the parent, through the mom, who is the mediator in all things, or the father, whoever the caregiver is. And never feel like you are a failure. As long as you are providing your child with the necessary nutrients that they need to be available, functional kids within the classroom, then you're a far away with your sensory smart snacks.
Well, thank you so much. Sometimes the most basic things are the
Yes,
most
exactly.
important, and you don't really think about them. So thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Thank you so much, Cherise.
It was Elena Lewis, Head of Occupational Therapy at Bella Vista Share, talking about sensory snacks, and this is part of my monthly slot, View to a Brighter Future.